Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, February 9th, 2024. Nomination papers for the 2024 annual town election are available from January 2nd through February 28th at 5 p.m. The election calendar with candidate deadlines, the positions on the ballot, and a complete candidate packet are available on the town's website. Interested candidates are invited to call 508-230-0530, or you can email town clerk's office at easton.ma.us with any questions. The annual town election is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Polls will be open from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. All voting precincts will vote at Oliver Ames High School, located at 100 Lothrop Street.
Write a story, or part of one, then read it aloud and get some applause. Fireside Tales is a program for writers to practice and share their work. At the beginning of each month, the Ames Free Library will provide a set of prompts to get inspired by. Utilize these prompts, or come up with something of your own devise. Then, at the end of the month, create and share your tale in front of the stone fireplace in the Quesett House's library room, a historic spot filled with the books and stories and words of years past, now being joined with those of the present. Each participant will have a maximum of 15 minutes for their storytelling time. But don't worry, if your story runs longer, just read what fits within the allotted time. Fireside Tales is a writing exercise program, so even if your story isn't quite finished or has a few kinks that need to be ironed out, it's still welcome for telling. Open to writers ages 13 and up.
Join your neighbors as part of an Easton Citizens Academy, a free 10-week up-close view of local government. Easton Citizens Academy is a series of classes and activities designed to give participants a behind-the-scenes look at local government and develop informed and civically-minded future community leaders. Applicants must be Easton residents, 18 years of age or older. Preference will be given to registered voters to be considered for the spring 2024 session. Please complete the application on the town's website. The application deadline is Friday, February 23rd.
February vacation is Saturday the 19th through Sunday the 25th, and the Children's Museum of Easton expects increased visitation during those days. To ensure happy faces and happy experiences, they want to share a few tips with you. First, plan ahead and allow extra time to find parking. Second, they tend to be very busy in the morning, so consider visiting in the afternoon. Third, remember that their exhibits are geared for younger children ages 1 through 7. And finally, be sure to check their social media accounts for updates. They're always welcome to donations, which not only help them continue their mission for others, but also allows them to continue offering these weekly programs and activities for you. So if you'd like to donate, visit the link below.
Paint Rust and Pixie Dust announced that they are closing the store and share this message. After a decade of serving our community with pride and commitment, it is with mixed emotions that we announce the closure of our store. The past 10 years have been filled with memorable moments, meaningful connections, and the joy of being part of this vibrant community. They also go on and say, although we are closing, we are in the early stages of our store will remain open for now. We are stocked with great selection of handmade vintage and antique items and furniture. Please stop in to shop and say goodbye. They are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10:30 through 6 p.m., Sunday, 10 to 4 p.m. You can read the full message on their Facebook page. ECAT is sad to see them go. They are always willing to be on ECAT shows whenever they were asked and helped out on some cases.
Join the park staff at Borderland State Park to learn about owls that can be found in Massachusetts. They will begin this program with a short slideshow inside the visitor center. After the slideshow, they will take a walk in the woods, slow-paced, approximately 1 mile long. Along the way, they will listen for owls and, if lucky, may even see one. This program is free. Children must be accompanied by an adult, dressed for the weather, because it will be outside for approximately 1 hour. It will take place on February 21st at 5 p.m. Inclement weather will cancel this program, so to ensure the program is still happening, please call Borderland at 508-238-6566.
Attention Easton veterans and surviving spouses, could you use some additional help this year paying for heating, fuel, transportation, or food costs or other needs? Please visit the website below or you can call 508-230-0690 for more information.
Don't have time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously.
Well, don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel. There, you can find all old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAT premieres news, features, and shows. You do not want to miss out.
Our handle is at EastonCatTV, with TV in capital letters, of course.
The APCSM annual book sale is fast approaching, Friday through Sunday, March 8th through 10th. Peruse a variety of books of all genres, and your purchase is a donation to the Animal Protection Center of Southeastern Massachusetts. Games, puzzles, and CDs will be available too, plus baked goods. The schedule goes as follows. Friday evening, 4 to 7, will consist of a book sale and open house. Saturday will take place 10 to 3, consisting of the book sale and a bake sale. Then, the same events will take place Sunday from 10 to 1. The APCSM will be accepting book donations beginning February 12th, 2024. Drop-off is between 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. daily.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. Email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
The Tricentennial Committee is still looking for volunteers to help out in several areas, so if you'd like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. Also, you can visit their website at easton300.org.
Attention middle schoolers, do you want to learn more about ECAT or what it takes to be on TV? Well, ECAT is hosting a filmmakers workshop during the February vacation week, February 19th through the 23rd. Each day from 10 to 12, the group will learn how to put together a project, work as a team, and have fun making a movie or TV show. To reserve your spot, you can email Kim Pincus at kim.pincus@eastoncat.org.
Calling all local artists, the Easton Shoveltown Cultural District, in partnership with ECAT, is excited to announce the return of its arts and media show and reception on April 6th, 4 p.m. through 7 p.m. at 50 Oliver Street in Northeastern. We are now accepting applications from local artists to display and sell their art at this community art celebration. For artist application and instructions, visit easton.ma.us/shoveltowncultural district or email arodriguez@easton.ma.us. Deadline to apply is March 1st. After the break, you're going to find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
This is Easton News.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best in interviews with some of the very best guests around, including,
and here we are,
experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. Look, he didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Easton cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. And I love it.
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olson, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people, and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum. At 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
If the Borderland event alone doesn't satisfy your owl itch, join the NRT at the Sheep Pasture for an adult-only owl prowl. They will discuss the different types of owls that can be found at sheep pastures and then search for them while hiking the trails. Each participant will receive their own owl pellet dissection kit to take home. Following the hike, join them for food and drinks at Shoveltown Brewery. This is an optional part of the night and is not required by any participants, but it will be a good time. This is a great opportunity to connect with friends, meet new people, interested in the outdoors, of course, and enjoy the darker side of life. This event is only for adults 21 years of age and over. It will be March 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. Tickets will cost $12 to $15. Go to nrtofeaston.org and go under the NRT store tab to learn more.
The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you are a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentaries, and PSA. Cash prizes for the winner. Deadline to enter is May 13th. To enter, you can go to hockomockfilmfestival.com. Now it's time for your APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home. Let's take a look. The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org. From February 1st through March 15th, the Ames Free Library, Cradles to Crayons, the Boston Bruins, Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners, and Wonder Fund are coming together to collect new pajamas for local children living in low-income and homeless situations. They're looking for brand new pajamas appropriate for all seasons from sizes 0 to 3 months through adult medium. Please do not give pajamas that include any family or holiday references. Accepting donations can be dropped off at the circulation desk.
This February, the Ames Free Library and Shaw's are joining forces. This month, when you purchase a $3 reusable bag, $1 will be donated to the Ames Free Library. So head down to the Easton Shaw's located at 690 Depot Street in North Easton and purchase a bag to help out the library.
Tiles at the Temple joined the Temple Haya Shalom on 239 Depot Street in Southeaston. It will be a friendly afternoon of Mahjong. This event is on March 17th at 1 p.m. Doors open at 12:30. Play begins promptly at 1 o'clock. RSVP by March 10th, and it will cost $36 per person.
All right, folks, it is that time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast, so let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast. Friday, we have some rain mixed showers in the morning, then the sun pokes out. Saturday, we have spring-like temps and may even break some records with a chance of rain in the evening. Sunday starts above temps with clouds. Monday starts with clouds, but with potential storm comes in depending on the track, we could see some rain, snow, or mixing from Monday night into Tuesday. Then it's back to the average temps and clouds. I'm Adam Carrell, and this has been your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast.
The 2024 dog licenses are now available. Residents can license online on the town website as long as a current rabies certificate is on file in the town clerk's office. You can search for your dog with their dog ID number, which is on last year's license, not their tag number, or by owner name, street, or dog name on file. If you licensed last year and cannot access your dog online, please send a current rabies certificate to town clerk's office at easton.ma.us and try again a few days later.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like to help, you can submit a small donation on our website, eastoncat.org, and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And a bonus, when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat. Not a real one, the APCSM has those, but it's a nice plush one, can be yours with a small donation.
The Easton Knights of Columbus will be hosting a meat raffle on February 25th. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. for ticket sales, and the raffle will start at 3. Feel free to bring snacks for your table, along with some friends. Come on down and try your luck at winning some great meat packages from Crescetti's.
Experience the exhilarating world of raptors come to life in Borderland State Park's awe-inspiring Bird of Prey program with Mass Audubon. During this enriching experience, participants will have the unique opportunity to meet some of Mass Audubon's animal ambassadors from the Blue Hills Trailside Museum. Discover what makes these incredible birds so unique while getting up close and personal. The event is Wednesday, February 21st at 10 a.m. Space is limited. Register by emailing borderland at borderland.park@mass.gov. This program is free. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Inclement weather may postpone. For more information, please call Borderland at 508-238-6566.
The Association of Interscholastic Football Officials are looking for men and women interested in officiating high school, sub-varsity, and youth league games for 2024 football season. The organization meeting will be held on Tuesday evening, February 13th at Braintree High School, starting at 7 p.m. If you're interested in becoming an official, please contact Bob Denise at 508-947-6760, or you can contact Mo Duffy at 617-797-6897.
Easton Boy Scout Troop 42 is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser on Sunday, March 3rd from noon to 4 p.m. at the Covenant Congregational Church at 204 Center Street in Easton. Tickets are available online in person from a Troop 42 Scout or at the door. Tickets are $8 per person or $30 for a family of up to four people. Your dinner will include all-you-can-eat spaghetti with sauce, meatballs, garlic bread, drinks, and dessert. There will also be a silent auction to bid for themed gift baskets.
You want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, six pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200. Casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The Congregation of Holy Cross invites you to join them in bringing hope to the world by praying together at the Global Rosary for the World Peace Prayer Event. The event will be held on Friday, February 16th, beginning live from Rome at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in collaboration with the Holy Cross Family Ministries. Join our team and families live from 28 Holy Cross Ministry Centers in 18 countries around the world, living out our Founder's famous message, a world at prayer is a world at peace. Join us in person at the chapel at the Father Peyton Center at 518 Washington Street in Northeastern, 02356, online from your parish or online from the comfort of your own home. For more information regarding the times and places of this prayerful online event, please visit the link below.
The Love for Lindley Foundation and the hashtag Love for Lindley movement grew organically out of the promise to fill Lindley's days with as much awesome, as much laughter, and as much love as possible while she bravely faced DIPG, diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, which is a pediatric brain cancer with a 0% survival rate. The Love for Lindley Foundation will be having a St. Patrick's Day fundraiser. It will take place March 8th at 6 p.m. at the Easton VFW on 61 Rockland Street in Northeastern. The Luck from Lindley St. Patrick's Day Parade Party is a 21 and up event with food, music, raffles, and fun. Tickets are $50 per person and include a buffet dinner. Don't forget to wear green. Luck from Lindley gear will be available for purchase at the event. Buy-in tickets for the Pong tournament will be sold at the event as well. So to get tickets, you can go to loveforlindley.org and go under events.
Spinathon has quickly become one of the most anticipated annual fundraising events at the Old Colony YMCA. Every year, hundreds of Y members volunteer and supports gather to cycle on a stationary bikes and raise money to support children and families in need throughout the local communities. Join us for Spinathon on Saturday, March 23rd at Shoveltown Brewery for a Zumbathon and Aqua Zumbathon at the Easton Y. To register or to view the class offerings, please visit the link below to reserve your spot. Registering will automatically create your personal fundraising page. Every dollar you raise will support the Y and your local community.
Now it's time for your weekly OA Sports Recap. Welcome back to your weekly OA Sports Recap. Let's get into the results for the week that was February 1st through 7th, 2024. On Thursday, February 1st, OA Gymnastics hosted Taunton and took a strong victory 135.9 to 128.1 over the opposing Tigers. It was a dominant effort as several OA girls turned in strong performances. On Friday, February 2nd, boys basketball hosted Stoughton and were able to hold off the Black Knights' comeback attempts in a 57-48 victory. The Tigers led by 18 at half, but Stoughton wasn't done yet as they fought their way back into the game. Justin Grimaldi iced the game with a clutch three-point shot late in the fourth quarter. Girls basketball traveled to Stoughton and dominated 71-47. Avery Gamble led the team with 23 points on the night, while Sarah Hilliard had 15. The Hockomock League held their boys' swim championships on Friday, and Oliver Ames was in the mix. Brian Wang finished third in the 200-yard free with a 153.15. Wang also finished second in the 100-yard butterfly with a 55.98. On Saturday, the OA/Mansfield girls hockey team lost 2-1 to Franklin in overtime. Wrestling held their senior day, celebrating their longest tenured players at the Nixon Gymnasium with a quad meet. The Hockomock girls swim championships were Saturday, and OA performed well. They finished fourth in the 200-yard relay, and Ashley Powers finished fourth in the 100-yard breaststroke, leading to fourth place overall. On Monday, OA basketball took on Mansfield. The boys lost 52-48 on the road as they failed to come back from an early deficit. Grimaldi led the way for the Tigers with 21 points. Girls basketball hosted Mansfield and lost a tough one, 54-53. Tigers had a strong first half and were up by 15 at the end of the third, but the wheels fell off and the Warriors hit basically every shot down the stretch. Gamble was able to get a bucket to put the Tigers back up by one with just a few seconds to go, but Mansfield put in one final shot, which was enough to take the victory. Gamble led with 15, and Hilliard had 14. On Tuesday, OA Hockey hosted Attleboro and took the win 6-0. It was scoreless after the first period, but OA made sure to come out of the break strong, and that they did. Gymnastics held their senior night against King Philip Regional High School and pulled out a tight win, 138.24 to 137.4. Finally, on Wednesday, February 7th, boys hockey hosted Lexington and got their second victory in the same amount of nights, 4-2 the final. The Tigers scored three goals in the first 3 minutes of the third period to skate away with this one against a tough Lexington squad. Andrew Livingstone scored twice, while Jack Corey and Matt Lawson each had a goal of their own. That's going to wrap up this week's OA Sports Recap. Make sure to tune into ECAT for all your OA home game coverage as we head toward the end of the regular season. Thank you all for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and what kind of meal is best on Valentine's Day?
And I'm Jack Ryan, a hearty one. This has been Easton News.